I am the spirit of infinite life and perfect health now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, speaking to Gertrude Suter, bringing you the thought for today. And the reason I'm saying I'm speaking to Gertrude Suter, Gertrude listened to the recitation of her story the other day, and she had to write and tell me how wonderful it was. And thank you, Gertrude. That's very nice of you. Okay, I am the spirit of infinite life and perfect health now. I am the spirit of infinite life and perfect health now. Think about that. I am the spirit. You see, we say, well, look at my body. It's not expressing perfection. Look at my life. It's not expressing perfect harmony and everything. That's true. That's true. But once you recognize that you are the spirit of perfect health and perfect life right now, infinite life, then you will realize that you are. You are expressing it exactly the way you want it to be. Now, what is the spirit of infinite life and of perfect health? What is the spirit of it? The spirit is whatever we tend to think about. Whatever we tend to think about right now. It's in the now that we're doing this. It is this moment. As I was walking the several mile path around the property here this morning, I was thinking to myself, how do I define the now? You know, I'm thinking about, I'm going into town today and I have to run some errands and I'm going to do this and I'm going to that. That seems like future. But as I think of each errand that I'm going to run, I am mentally and visually seeing myself doing it. I am mentally going into the stores. I am mentally finding the things that I have to pick up. And there it is. I'm doing it. Now, I've already done it. Why go? You know, why bother going? Well, it is now the time of carrying it out, of living in the now what I had thought in the now. So when we talk about our infinite life and our perfect health, we think of it in the now. Now, can you imagine you're thinking about another dimension? Can you imagine yourself thinking about a previous dimension? Can you imagine yourself thinking about incarnation, reincarnation? And can you think of yourself living on other planes of livingness, perhaps this one here? Can you think of yourself doing all these things? Well, I teach you it ain't so. And yet I teach you, apparently, that it is so. Isn't that wonderful? I teach you that all time is now. And if all time is now, how can there be a past? If all time is now, how can there be a future? If all time is now, how can you have another dimension that you ever lived on? If all time is now, how can you have another dimension that you're going to live on? We harmoniously, for people who are not totally into this, and I don't know anyone who's totally into it, harmoniously for them we say, well, when a person dies, they move into another dimension. Well, not really. Not really. Ingeborg came in the house the other day, and she put on a blouse. And I said, Ingeborg, that's a beautiful blouse. Where did you get that? And she said, oh, from Pat Shifted, right?
Shifted.
And I said, hey, it's beautiful. I've never seen that on you before. She said, oh, I feel very good with it. It's a nice material, nice cut. I like it very much, you know. And I said, great. Now, I could have said to Ingeborg, Ingeborg, go take off that blouse and put on your regular blouse. Now, you would say, well, why would you tell her that? Because I choose to tell her that. Now, what if Ingeborg would say to herself, I go to take off that blouse and put on a different blouse? What would you think? You think, well, that's perfectly okay. Well, why therefore, would she do it because I tell her to do it? She would do it because I tell her to do it because she wants to do it. Because if she didn't want to do it, she wouldn't do it. She would not change her blouse if she did not want to do it, no matter who tells her to do it. Because she feels that that's her right to decide what kind of blouse she wears. Okay, what's all this blouse stuff and this saying to wear? Ingeborg is moving on to another dimension. And as she moves on to another dimension, she puts on a different blouse. And so you look at her and you say, oh, she looks very charming, very lovely with this new blouse, you know. That's a new Ingeborg. She is, you know, reborn. She's revitalized. She's born again or whatever, you know. Well, is she really? Or is she just living eternally now from one blouse to another? Is she living eternally now? Well, these people who are born again Christians, you know. Now, that's a lovely thing to do. Now, did they die? Well, from a psychological point of view, they died to an old attitude, and they were born to a new attitude. Now, when you see someone get on a ship and it goes over the horizon, you don't think they're dead. You think that they've gone off to a new experience, and you might say a new dimension. Now, we can play with these words here forever if we wish, but let's stop for a moment. And let's think. What are we saying? We are saying, in fact, all time is now. And so Ingeborg is living in that new blouse on another dimension in this time, because there's no other time. So Ingeborg is living in one zillion trillion innumerable dimensions of time and space right now. Right this second, as each of us are. Each of us are living in the infinite allness right now. Because God lives in the infinite allness right now. God is the infinite all. God is the past, the present, the future. God is now. God is the only thing that is. And God is the universal allness. And no one will deny that, you know. You'll say, yeah, that's right. And, Ingeborg, who are you? Ingeborg hesitantly says, I am God. That's right. You are not a little bit of God, but you are showing off one little area of your godliness. And when she shows off that one little area of her godliness, she is not showing off all her godliness. Now, can she show off all of her godliness? When she shows off all of her godliness, she will not show off a little bit. She will not be living on any plane of any dimension of anything, time and space, because then you would be particularized. And though we are every atom in our body, we are not each atom. But the moment we would become the atom, which we are, we wouldn't be the human being that we are. We wouldn't be the dog that we are. We wouldn't be the cloud that we are. But you see, when you're the allness, you are all these things. You are all these dimensions. You are all these aspects. And still you're not expressing the allness. Whenever we anthropomorphize God, making God human, whenever we do that, we are just trying to bring God down to our level. When we see God as the allness, then we are the allness too. Then we have a new vision. We have a new sight of who and what we are. And that's pretty exciting. And are you ready to experience that allness? And the answer is no. You will not ever be ready to experience that allness. In your entire lifetime here, as far as years go by, you will never experience it. And there's no reason for you to even want to experience it. Because so long as you enjoy being human, so long as you are touched by your world, So long as you judge your world, so long as you are participating in your world, and you think that your world is important, you will not be the allness which you are, because you cannot do that. Let's just give this illustration. Ellen was a housewife. Well, first she was a little girl. When she was a little girl, she was not a mother. And then she became a young lady, and she became a mother. So now she plays the role of mother. Before that, she was a student or employee. And then when her children were grown, then she no longer had them to take care of, and so she started playing some other games. So she played the game of tennis, and that was a very all-encompassing and consuming activity in her life. Then she played the game of following a new path of spiritual understanding, and that became all-encompassing, and she's still playing that game. Then she played the game of grandma. And when she played the game of grandma, she slid right back off of her spiritual plateau that she was up on in the oneness. Because then she took on a title, a human title of grandma. And she thought grandmas had to give presents, and grandmas had to do this, and grandmas had to... And then she realized that that wasn't the case, that grandmas are a role model for their grandchildren. And their grandchildren say, oh, yes, my grandma was the First Lady of the United States, you know. My grandmother was, you know, the Queen of England, whatever. Or my grandmother it was an artist or something, you know, something famous. And so these are roles. These are experiences. You see, even Jesus had trouble with that. His mother came to the synagogue and says, you know, tell my kid to come out here. I want to see him. And Jesus says, get lost, babe. These are my family in here who are following what I'm teaching. Well, wow, that's a pretty heavy shock to put on a mother. And the mother, perhaps, at that moment started realizing that her son was very special. And how many mothers grow up to realize that their children are no longer children. They're no longer at home. They're no longer things that you have to worry about. And if you do worry about it, you're worrying uselessly, because the kids are going to do whatever they feel ready to do. And perhaps they'll be far superior to any goal you would have for them, or maybe in a different direction than you ever dreamed about. And maybe a good one, maybe a bad one. People go to prison, and they say, oh, prison is so terrible, it's so terrible. Nelson Mandela, you heard of him? Mm-hmm. He went to prison for 25 years as a violator of the political act of his country. And while he was in prison, he illumined himself. He became aware of the divinity within himself. He realized that he was a good man. He realized, which he always knew, but he realized that he was a worthwhile being. And all the prisoners who became associated with him in one way or another, their lives were illumined because of his. And when he got out of prison, the country nominated him to run for president. And he became the president of his area, that was South Africa or something like that. And fantastic, and he went around the world meeting the Pope and the President of the United States and all the great dignitaries of the world with absolute respect. And yet he had been in prison. Fantastic. Adolf Hitler, he went to prison. When he was in prison, he wrote down his life dream, Mein Kampf, a story of what he would like to see happening in his fatherland. And then when he got out of prison, the people honored him and blessed him and loved him and supported him in doing what he had written in his book. And all of Germany knew exactly what he was going to do, because it was very public. And they went along with it. And he had their support. Nelson Mandela had the support of the people. Other people who go in through difficult experiences. Look at Manly P. Hall. Remember him? He had the Philosophical Society up in Los Angeles and wrote an infinite number of books, tremendous intellectual treatises on many subjects, amazing man. And from an early age, he was bound to a wheelchair. He would get up on the stage and speak about spiritual healing and magnificence and so on from his wheelchair, but nobody heard what he was saying. They felt his charisma. Oh, they heard his words, but what I'm really trying to say is nobody saw him in the wheelchair. Mm-hmm. Nobody saw him in limitation, because he didn't see himself there. He rolled out on the stage, big stage that they have up there, and there was a basket of flowers there, and him. And he talked, and nobody saw the flowers anymore. Nobody saw him. They just went with him, as one of my professors in history would take our class, on a journey. Put your books aside, put your paper aside, now let's go. And memorable journeys into history that we'll never forget. We learned more history that way because of this charisma, this one professor. So you never know. You never know. I am spirit, the spirit of infinite life and perfect health now. If you want to be the spirit of infinite life and perfect health now, remember, now is the only time. And don't think of yourself as having areas to improve. Because if you're thinking that you can be better, why aren't you right now? If you're thinking that you can help the world, why don't you right now? What's the best way that we can help ourselves? By saying, I am whole and perfect. What's the best way we can help the world? The world is at peace and harmony now. The world is peace. You see, we live in a wonderful, wonderful world in which we create our own life. We create our own environment. We create our own circumstances. But we create them in the now. And if you are ready to take responsibility for living in the now, that's great. But be careful. The moment you live in the now, you will not have a past a minute ago. You will not have a future, even in the forthcoming second. You will not have any past or present. You will only live in the now, plus the fact. The only reason you have an aunt, an uncle, a mother, a father, is because of a past. They ceased to exist. The only reason you have children is for your future. They ceased to exist. So, you may still know them, you may still be around them, but you are not their judge, you are not their jury, you are not their advisors, you are not their lovers, supporters. And that's a tough thing. This is why Katerina was saying, but I don't want to lose my humanity. And that's very understandable. That's very understandable. We don't want to lose our humanity. Now, if by humanity you mean
emotions.
Yes, if by humanity you mean emotions, if by humanity you mean the ability to judge others or yourself, then that's the kind of humanity that we can dispose of very, very readily. But think on these things. I am the spirit of infinite life and perfect health now. The spirit of life is the allness, and perfect health is how our bodies are operated on this plane of reference. Well, you are all a super wonderful group of people. I love you very much, and I see each one of you illumined by your inner light now. I love you, I love you, I love you.